The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Great to see a lot of smiling faces, a lot of chatty people here this morning. That's nice, catching up on what's going on. That's always a good thing, to check in with one another and enjoy the fellowship that we have and share concerns as well. That's a part of being a church body. Also, being a part of a Jesus follower is talking about change. How do you guys feel about change? Lutherans usually aren't that great. We talked about it at the beginning of our Bible study hour. How many Lutherans does it take to change a light bulb? There's two answers. Zero. We don't like change. Or nine. One person to change the light bulb and eight people to form a committee to talk about the impact of that change on the congregation. That's the way we operate. This morning, we do experience real change in the lives of two people. But we don't just want two people to change. The two people that are changed by Jesus are Paul in Acts 9 and Peter in John 21. But today is about the change that God brings to each one of us. We're changed with his presence in our hearts, changed to live peaceful and lives full of grace for others. We do have some announcements to share with you before we begin. The first is that you saw a picture of our Vicar Christian Dollar. Let's see here. I don't know if you can pull it back up or go backwards. Maybe not. That's Callie. Yeah, let's go ahead and let's get a picture of the Vicar real quickly. So now we have officially there's Vicar Christian Dollar. It was announced in St. Louis on Wednesday. We had a group here. We live streamed it that he has been assigned to peace. He's going to come here. His official start date will be August 1st, and then he will end his year July 31st, and then he'll take July 31st, 2020, and then he'll be going back to St. Louis for a final year of study. So this is what that means. We got a Pastor Lucky and a Vicar Dollar, and we're going to have Monte Carlo at night at peace. No, that is not happening. But we did want to catch a picture of Vicar Christian. I've had a chance to speak with him a couple times this last week, and he just sounds really excited and very warm and excited for this opportunity to come. He also has a wife. His wife's name is Svenja, and she will be coming as well right by his side. Other announcements to share this morning?
Well, good morning, everybody. I have a couple of quick announcements. The first one, in anticipation of the arrival of the vicar, we are forming a committee to work out the details for his arrival. Yep. And Rick Durling has stated that he is going to chair that committee, and he would like a quick 5 to 10 minute meeting this after, right after church in the fellowship hall. So go grab a quick bite to eat, and Rick promises the meeting to be no longer than 10 minutes. So. Or 15. 10. All right. The other quick announcement is we made this announcement last week that we're officially kicking off the parking lot campaign, and that we hope for everybody's support. We have envelopes in the narthex, as well as we have a board that we put up that we can kind of follow along how our journey is going. So, again, we look forward to your support, as well as seeing the new parking lot, hopefully later this summer or fall. Thank you.
And Lindy.
So I just wanted to give you a quick update of what happened at the latest blood drive here at Philomath at Peace Lutheran Church on the 25th. I got a note from Caroline Leeper, who is the she's the account manager of the American Red Cross, and she kind of arranges everything. There were 40 donors registered and 6 donors were deferred, which gave us a total of 37 units collected, and that was the goal of the afternoon. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped with cookies and who are here to help, and donors too. Thank you.
Yep. And Kay's got something to share too. Thanks, Lindy.
The Tables of Peace list will be posted in the hallway, and I've given a list to each of the hosts and hostesses, so they'll be contacting you about getting together. Thanks.
Thanks, Kay. And just a couple of notes this week. The incident response team, are we going to meet this week, Dan?
Yes.
Yes.
Tuesday at
Yep.
That's
a team that's taking a look at how we can help our members in our church in case of an incident. If there was a crisis in the community, how can we prepare you? It is a committee. Again, it's another committee at church. But it's open for anyone to come and offer their insight as well. So that's Tuesday at 10:30. And then the other thing that I share is that Wednesday afternoon, we're going to have a Bible study. We're kicking that back up, a men's Bible study on the book of Romans. If you want to come, men, we're taking a look at Romans chapter 4 this week, Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the fellowship hall. Today's service is based off the service in the front of the hymnal. So you want to keep that handy, the green hymnal. And the singing of the pastor and the responses of the congregation are, the music is found in the front pages, and you'll see those pages referenced in your bulletin this morning. I think that does it for our announcements. God's blessings on your worship this morning.